the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GA, PA, LA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, HA, DRA, LBA.
Any of them, the Rays.
Any of them there, guys. We don't speak for anybody but ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Thank God. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. How's your day?
Okay. How was your day?
Awesome. Like every day in my life in recovery.
Wow.
Why do you laugh like that? It's awesome. Every morning I wake up, starts
so awesome.
Good. If I don't wake up, there's been a big problem. And I woke up. Every moment on this side of the dirt seems like a plus to me. How's your day, Mark?
Fantastic.
See?
Matter of fact.
How was yours, Shelley? Look, Jim, what is the harbinger of
doom? And I haven't even been to a meeting today.
You already asked me that.
But this is just like a meeting, right?
No, it's not.
Oh.
And if you want to go to a meeting, if you need a meeting, you should turn this off and put on your shoesies and go get in your car or take a bus or call your sponsor for a ride, or you can call central office and they can send somebody out to give you a ride to a meeting.
You can go to a meeting in Vegas if you take a bus.
Don't shut this off, by the way. Just put it on pause.
Yeah, you can listen when you get back.
Download the whole thing and then listen to it anyway. Sweet.
Yeah.
And click on some links. You guys should go check out our sponsors and stuff to see what the heck's going on in the world. Do like our friend Sarah does and click every link every day. You could probably hear her laughing in the background as I said that. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Sweet.
Okay, we have shout-outs to Fran, Sarah, Robert, and Bill.
Shout-out.
Shout-out. Thank you very much
shout,
for the help.
Shout.
Let it all out. Come on, Shelly. Come on, Shelly.
I'm not sure I know the next line.
These are the things we can do without. I don't know.
Well,
I might
I
not be
either.
Right either.
Okay, in Manhattan, you guys remember Debbie Boone in 1977?
You light up my life.
Yes.
It's the only thing
yes.
It could be.
That would be a yes. Well, the man who wrote that ended his own life on Sunday.
Apparently she didn't light up his life.
Joseph Brooks, 73 years old, was facing charges on 11 alleged rapes and sexual assaults.
Whoops.
So he killed himself
wow.
instead.
He lit up apparently a lot of people's lives.
And it must run in the family because his son was charged in January with the murder of his ex-girlfriend.
Apple doesn't fall far
wow.
from the tree.
Wow.
Yeah. Just gets a little intenser.
You couldn't go anywhere then and not hear
that
song.
I know, I hate that
song. I mean, I still like the song, but it was like one of those songs that it's like,
yeah,
it didn't matter where you were or what you were doing.
It's like a Katy Perry song today. You can't get away from it, no matter how hard you try.
What's a Katy Perry song?
Any of them. They all sound the same.
Oh, I haven't heard any, I don't think.
Shelly's like, what's a Katy Perry song?
I mean, I vaguely know who Katy Perry is. I just don't know that I've ever heard any of her songs.
That's because you're busy wearing headphones with books on CD.
Yeah, that's true. I listen to my books a lot. Let's see. What's next?
Katy Perry. Isn't it she the one that did, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
You know, I know. I've heard of that song and I've never heard it.
Is it?
I've never actually listened to it.
Is she the one that did that? No, we're not sure. Look.
I don't know.
Taste of her cherry chapstick.
I you seem to know the song fairly well.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Yeah, baby.
Okay,
kept
now
kissing
we can
him ever since.
We can begin Sweet. The Brian Stowe extravaganza.
Okay. Remind people who Brian Stowe is, okay, because if you're not from California, you're probably not even going to know who he is.
Well, it's
at
kind
all.
Of a big story out here because he was a Giants fan who went to a Dodgers game and was beaten mostly to death. He's on he's on life support equipment and he's in a coma and he's been in a coma for like 7 weeks ever since it happened. They took Giovanni Ramirez, 31 years old, into custody on suspicion of being one of the two men that beat him up. And they're still looking for the woman that drove the two...
the getaway car?
That drove the getaway car. And he's not in such good shape. The doctors have changed him from being in a coma. His official state is vegetative.
His kids were... Well, really?
Uh-huh.
Because I saw a thing where his kids had been in there and that he could acknowledge they were in the room. But I haven't read that.
And one of the Giant relief pitchers went to visit him like yesterday and he opened his eyes and looked at him. So.
Oh, well, on the radio this morning they were saying
maybe
he
had
vegetative.
A turn for the worse today as compared to yesterday.
An interesting side note in this is that several weeks ago, Barry Bonds agreed to pay the Stowe kids' college expenses.
I don't care. You know what? I don't care what anybody says because a lot of people don't like Barry Bonds. I've always liked Barry Bonds. I still like Barry Bonds.
Well, and here's the other thing is that
he donated $1 million to charity or some very home run he hit the 1 year.
He's
or something like that.
Donating the kids' college expenses, and he didn't tell anybody. No one would still have known if it weren't for the fact that the Stowe's lawyer released the information to the press. So it's not like he did it to get publicity.
He did it to cover up the steroid charges.
Well, I don't know about that. And also the Stowe family is suing the Dodgers. Because it took 10 to 15 minutes for security to get to that part of the parking lot. And, I mean, you can get pretty far in Los Angeles in 10 to 15 minutes. It shouldn't have taken them that long to get there. And a variety pack of other reasons they're suing.
So, I don't know if they're going to be able to get anything for that.
The Dodgers are paying Stowe's medical expenses. So.
Well, the problem is, and as it is with everything in this kind of thing, yeah, they're paying for his medical expenses, and you know what? That's awesome because that's probably extraordinarily high.
Yeah.
The problem is, in his case, it's not going to fix him.
No, it's not.
And that's what's sad about it.
Okay, moving on. Have you guys ever heard of a wet house?
There's a whole city. There's a city that's got wet houses, yeah. I heard of it. Is it in Canada?
No.
Where is it at?
Minneapolis.
Is this the one where you can go there and drink and because it's cheaper to keep you in a house where you're allowed to drink than it is to put you in recovery?
No, not specifically. It's a religious charity. Where they take in people that are in late stage alcoholism and they give them $89 a month and they get their own room. And they can drink there, although they're encouraged to stay sober. And basically, they just stay there and drink until they die.
Yeah, because it's cheaper than trying to put them in recovery.
No, there are people that have been, most of them that have been in recovery multiple times.
Oh, the story that I read said, yeah, that it was much cheaper for the state to put them in a wet house than it would be to try and dry them out.
It is.
Well, there are two wet houses in Minnesota. There's one in Seattle, and there's one opening up in Memphis. And apparently a lot of people are against this, including Drew Pinsky.
I wouldn't know. I tried to meet him the other day and talk to him. He didn't show.
Stood you up?
I don't think he knew I was going to be there. Because if he had known the recovery one was going to, he would have been all over it. You know he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of like the guys on Sober House that are out on... We're like out with Tom Sizemore, you know, smoking crack on the roof at Sober House. We get all the attention.
Okay, now that the rapture hasn't happened, and...
You know what I want to tell that guy? I want to say, you know, Harold Camping, don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes. It's not like it's the end of the world or anything. Oh, I'd like to call them a non-profit, PROPHET, organization.
Oh! So, you may ask yourself, if the rapture happens, what will happen to my pets? So go ahead. Ask me. What will happen to my pets?
What will happen to my pets?
Well, if you give $135 to Eternal Earthbound Pets, which is a new company. Well, it's not exactly new.
How do we not think of this?
They will take care of your pets after you've been raptured. And they are guaranteed, their staff is guaranteed to be here after the rapture because they're all atheists.
How did we not think of
this?
Nice.
In the last week.
We'll do it for $100.
They got $35,000 in contracts.
P.T. Barnum.
Wait a minute.
Right,
wait. Hello?
What?
All dogs go to heaven.
Well, true.
I guess cats are just bastards. Because cats don't... You know what? And they are, too. They're conniving. Cats will pee in your shoes when you piss them off. Dogs... You know what? Dogs don't care. I've seen guys beat the crap out of dogs, and the dogs will go up to them like... just wanting to see them. But you whack a cat, you better watch your shit.
Yeah.
Because the cat is going to... cat's going to take exact its revenge.
Yes, exactly.
Sarah got attacked by one at our house today. Trying
for
to pet the
dog.
Yeah.
Here we've got one that's not worthy of water. In Salt Lake City. A mother is facing multiple felony charges for trying to sell her 13-year-old daughter's virginity for $10,000.
I probably know some takers.
That seems high.
It seems high.
They didn't release
virginity
the name.
Virginity worth what it once was.
Yeah, Mark's like... You can get it for less in Mexico.
They didn't release the name because they don't want to identify the 13-year-old. But apparently she took her daughter to Victoria's Secret, had her model lingerie, then took the pictures and sent them out to multiple men to get bidders for her daughter's virginity.
Wow.
What'd the bidding get up to?
$10,000.
Oh, it got up to 10?
Yeah.
Sold?
I thought maybe they were going to start it at 10.
No, she got caught. She got caught.
I wonder how. Where is she doing the bidding? On eBay?
Facebook.
It didn't say if it was on eBay or not, but I would imagine some sort of online
site. It would have to be
a
site that's already made for that. Oh, my God. Wow. I never thought of that. I let my daughter give it away to someone for free, probably. Bastard. I'm going to tell him he owes me $10,000.
I can't believe you just said that on the air.
I held my tongue is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You know, he said it. I didn't turn around and say too late. I just kept my mouth shut.
In Laguna Niguel.
Right up the
here
road.
We are.
Well, we're not in the Niguel part.
Well, okay.
Start up the road.
The driver of a car.
Be careful how you say that, because I've always wondered. It doesn't quite sound right.
What, Laguna Niguel?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Niguel, you got to be careful with that.
The driver of a car that fatally struck a woman trying to save a dog running through traffic has been charged with murder and DUI.
What if he just hit the dog?
Okay, whoa.
What?
How do you get murder out of that? I could see how you could get the DUI. I could see you getting felony manslaughter. So they're contending that the guy tried to run her over. Because it's murder.
The prosecutors say Hall's previous convictions were a factor in the decision to seek a murder conviction. This is not his first DUI.
I don't know how to make that.
Two other people in the car that he crashed into her were injured. And he was under the influence of several drugs as well as alcohol, including methamphetamine, diazepam, and morphine.
I don't think they can get him for murder. They could get it dropped to manslaughter.
Or county shooting a little high as always.
Yeah.
Well, you shoot high and then you get him for something else, I guess. Because you can get felony drunk driving for sure, and you can get manslaughter for sure, because I'm sure he wasn't intending to kill her.
No,
but once you start doing murder, you're intending to kill someone.
I got to ask the question, though. Why would you chase a dog in traffic?
She was trying to save the dog.
They give him away at the pound.
Oh, Mark.
How about putting your hand up and getting the cars to stop?
Yeah.
And they don't give them away at the pound. Trust me, it costs a pretty penny.
How about
not
putting
your life.
How about putting your hand up and telling the cars to stop instead of
running
through
traffic? Well, maybe the other cars did, but
traffic.
This guy was drunk and he ran into her. I mean, just because the other car stopped doesn't mean the drunk is going to...
How about smacking a kiss twice and saying, here, boy.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, you won't be a good witness.
No,
that works
I won't.
Good with dogs.
Yeah.
Our dogs are probably standing at the back.
I got a freaking steak.
Yeah.
In Palm City...
Florida?
Gary Murphy may not be a hero, but he is to his dog.
He saved him from the street.
No, so he saved him from an alligator. He jumped on the alligator's back, pried his jaws open, and pulled his West Highland White Terrier out of the jaws of an alligator.
Wow.
Was Dude. There booze involved?
No, there was no booze involved. His wife, when his wife got home, looked at him and said, "Are you nuts?"
Yeah, exactly.
So the dog, I'm assuming, because it's a terrier,
yeah.
The entire dog was in the
mouth. Was in the jaws of the alligator.
Probably not even tore up. The dog's probably unhurt.
No. The dog had a punctured lung and several other puncture wounds.
Ooh. Ow.
From the teeth.
You know what? I love Bob.
Bob.
But if it was Bob or an alligator.
I'll catch him coming out the other side.
Yeah.
You'll be the one looking at me saying, "Are you nuts?" Because
no.
I'll be the one jumping on the alligator.
I don't think you will be. I'll trip you.
You won't
You won't make it over there.
I'd do it. It's just a big lizard.
You could get another one at the pound.
But not another Bob.
Yeah, you could name him Bob.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Animals have distinct personalities.
Yeah, but you could name him Bob.
Hey, so what kind of personality does the alligator have? Are we discounting the whole alligator part of this?
I'm sure the alligator has a personality, but
he may
frankly,
be hungry. I realize you haven't said anything about helping the alligator out.
The alligator can fend for himself, but not with my dog.
I was going to say the alligator was fending for himself.
Yes, on this guy's dog, and this guy took exception to that and rescued his dog. I think he's a hero.
To the dog, he's definitely a hero.
He's in the dog house.
I think he's an idiot, but I don't know. It depends. You know what?
All right, well, let's do one more real quick.
I'd let my cats go nuts on the alligators.
The alligator probably turn tail and run.
We have cats that would take an alligator down.
Kyle Devin Pierce, 25 years old, from
Florida.
Wait, let me first preface this. Is there such a thing as a solo division of the Mile High Club?
Wow. Wow. That means, are you going to say he rubbed one out?
CMA?
He was on a United Airlines flight when he made a mess on the seat. He didn't even bother to go to the bathroom. He just pounded it out right there in his seat next to this 20-year-old woman. Who began making a fuss about what was going on. And the guy that was sitting directly behind him, the 18-year-old sitting directly behind him, stood up and started beating him with a book about the head.
Now, wait. I'm having some timeline problems with this. So he makes a mess on the seat, which means he's completed.
He was in the act of doing it.
Well, he's done.
Well, no, the girl is...
If he made a mess on the seat, he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
okay. So that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. But while he was doing it, he was being whacked on the head by this guy sitting behind him with a book, and the girl sitting next to him is screeching and making a fuss.
The guy hitting him with the book. He has extremely good concentration.
The guy's hitting him with the book. And you know what he's saying to the guy hitting me with the book? Grab me around the throat. Grab me around the throat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got extreme concentration.
Yeah, I guess so. And Kyle Devin Pierce also has
I got to do is think about baseball for 1 second.
And Kyle Devin Pierce also has a MySpace page, which he says that he is single and looking for a woman who wants to have children. Yeah, that's
going to
happen.
Just scrape it up off the seat.
CMA.
Which was?
Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio.
You know, she finished up the boozy news as I was taking a drag off a cigar.
I know. I tried to hold.
Yeah. We couldn't hold it. We weren't like that guy. Okay. Apparently, he could hold it even when he was getting beaten. See, that story was almost too good to even stop talking about, but I guess we have to.
Check yourself. That's what he was thinking.
I'm thinking, you know what? I got to tell you, back to that story for a second. I'm thinking that the girl in the seat next to him, did she not say anything at first? Because
she was fascinated.
Yeah, see, I think there might be more to this story, because maybe later on when something got really, I don't know. I just can't imagine this guy knocking one out and then her not noticing.
She'd already seen the movie.
I guess. So, Shelley, what's our topic?
Surrender.
I give up.
Me too.
Mommy's all right.
Daddy's all right.
They just seem a little weird.
Surrender.
Surrender.
But don't give yourself away.
There's the lead-out music. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, you know that's going to be the lead-out.
Take care of you.
That's going to be the lead-out music. It has to be.
That's right. We're out. Oh.
So how would you like to attack that topic, Shelley?
I don't know. It was my topic.
Shelly's
blurted it out.
Shelly's in
because
charge.
Sarah told me.
Shelly's in charge.
Told you.
We're going to throw Sarah under the bus.
Shelly's in charge. Shelly?
I'm not in charge of Jack Squat.
If this show sucks, then
hey, look, I know Jack Squat.
No, I think that you should go first.
Surrender to win?
Yes.
My entire life, I was brought up that surrender was losing.
Yeah.
Giving up is losing. You don't give up in baseball. You don't give up in football. You don't give up in basketball. If you're fighting after school, you don't give up then. And then I go to program, and they're like, you have to surrender. I'm like, that doesn't sound like it works, because it doesn't work on anything else I tried it on.
Right.
How's it worked on this?
Pretty damn good.
How'd everything else work out before that?
Well, I won a lot of games.
Well, okay.
I mean, I was getting loaded later, but, you know, I mean, at the time when I was doing, you got to remember, when I was doing a lot of dope, I wasn't too active in sports anymore. When I was in sports and was active at sports, winning was usually a pretty good thing.
How about when you were trying to quit?
I didn't do any sports.
How about when you were trying to quit doing drugs?
Oh, I surrendered then. It worked well.
Which time?
The last time.
Yeah. What
the about time the, I was what ready.
What about the nine times before that?
Nine? That's all nine?
The
I think
nine,
it was a few 900.
The 8.5 years of
nine,
time before that?
900.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really do it. No. I didn't really surrender. I would. You know what I would do? I would surrender myself, sort of. I would surrender myself to a place, like to a recovery home. But I wouldn't surrender everything over to God. And that's what the difference was for me.
You would surrender to your convenience store God?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, God, if you get me out of this one, I'll go in Impact House for 3 months. Yeah. How about you, Shelley?
Well, I'd have to say that once I, you know, because I didn't understand the whole surrender concept either, because it was like, you know, you're supposed to rely on God, which, and I believed in God, but
he wasn't going to do it for you?
Just turning stuff over and not worrying about it is kind of a foreign concept. And surrendering my will and my life is not something I was really inclined to do. And I still struggle with it. I have to, you know, do a daily turning it over thing. And, you know, you guys know that I borrow trouble and I constantly worry about stuff.
No.
No, what are you talking about?
I heard something the other day. If you prayed, why worry? If you worry, why pray?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that.
What, worrying or praying?
The praying part.
Okay. Yeah. She's going to try worrying.
Yeah. I'm going to try praying even more than
she's
I
gonna
already
She's going to try worrying. She's just not going to claim it's something else. Planning.
Sometimes it's planning.
Planning to fail.
No, thinking ahead.
See, I think there's a difference. Well, that's a completely different subject. Mark, what do you think about surrender?
You know, my sponsor told me, I think the first week I was in the program, he says, you know what? Just picture yourself as being the Italian army. You just got to throw both hands up and just say, I quit.
twice in one war.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
so
we're going to get letters from the Italian. There's going to be some guy, Salvatore, who's going to write in going, hey, I'm in the Italian army.
I haven't got any mail in a long time, so.
True, we haven't.
That's right.
Well, I didn't have any problem once I finally understood the concept of what they meant when they said, you know, surrender. I didn't have any problem with that when it came to my drinking. Because once I finally understood the concept, that sort of happened very quickly and was a big relief to not have that on my back anymore, to not have to fight anymore. Giving up the fight was... I don't remember the exact day it happened, but I remember how it felt. And it was like I felt physically lighter. Like if I went and weighed myself, I'd be 10 pounds lighter.
I must admit that there was similarly for me because, like I said, I a whole bunch of times got clean and never surrendered. And I will say that it was really, really different the last time when I did it, and I did it the right way and I quit because – Not only did I feel the relief of surrendering for the first time, I had been in the program a bunch of times trying it and never surrendered. So it's like not only was I surrendering from the drug thing, I'm just surrendering for the non-working, trying to stay sober thing. And, man, it was a huge relief. It was a huge, you know, what does the big book of AA say? We stop fighting anything or anybody.
We have to or it kills us.
Yeah, we have to or it kills us. Sweet.
Well, I think it's a kind of a difficult concept to understand when you're really new. I mean, I've, especially in my online perusals, I've seen quite a few newcomers discuss their irritation with the concept of surrender because I hear newcomers all the time say, oh, I'm fighting it, man. I'm going to fight really hard to stay sober. And every time they say that, I said, no, don't. I want to scream at them. No, don't fight. Don't fight. Give up.
Mark has been in a you've talked to lots of guys in the sporting industry or guys that are extremely interested in sports. Mm-hmm. How do you think these guys would feel if they bet on a team to win and the team just gave up?
Well, that's one of the questions. What's the difference? We're surrendering to win. To surrender in that point from that point is to surrender to lose. It's a whole different thing. But, you know, Shelley's point is great because it's actually one of the criteria I'll be talking and I'll hear newcomers talk about, you know, I can fight this. I can beat it. And I'm like, you got to understand that as long as you think you can beat it, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you're going to lose.
Yeah. You want to beat this, surrender. Just give up and realize you can't beat it. You can't fight it. You can't do any of that. But I hear so many newcomers that
When it's I hear somebody so foreign.
Say, when somebody says, I have a problem with surrendering, my feeling is maybe you won't next time.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at it, you bring in guys or gals who have been involved in high school sports, and it's like, what has their coach always told them?
Never give up.
Never surrender. It's a little Galaxy Quest thing for you guys. If you haven't seen that movie, you should check it out.
Yeah, but if you're still fighting, you're still relying on yourself. And if you rely on yourself to stay sober, you're not going to stay sober because you couldn't stay sober on your own before.
Self will run riot.
Doesn't have any vulnerable points.
Okay. You had to go there, huh?
I had to.
We were just in the recovery packing segment here, and you had to go there.
By Thor's hammer. Oh, no, by Greptar's hammer.
Greptar.
Shelley.
Yes.
Wow. What would you like to say as your final words
this on be good.
Surrender?
Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Good ones.
Oh.
She makes it like we never, like we don't all give final words on every show. It's like, don't put this on me. It's like, it's going to happen every single show. We're all going to give our final thoughts.
Yes, I know. That doesn't mean you put pressure on me. One helpful tool, the one thing that I found really helpful, and it may not work at first. You may do it and then you'll think, okay, now what?
Moderation?
Like, this isn't going to help. Get a box. Any kind of box. A shoe box. I actually, in one of my stints when I was at Charter for being loony, we painted little wooden boxes. And I saved one of the little wooden boxes. And I turned it into a God box. And write alcohol or alcoholism or drinking or booze or whatever you want to put that represents your drinking problem on the slip of paper and stick it in the box and just leave it there. And don't think about it. And don't expect, like, a lightning bolt to come down and, oh, you're now cured or anything like that. But just the fact of doing that does, in the long run, help. I don't know how it works, but it worked for me. And then start working your steps and doing what you're told. Relying on, just, you know, just take it on faith. That's what I did, and it worked. I just said, my way didn't work. I'll try something else. I mean, there's really, at that point, if you've gotten to the point where you're beaten down enough, you'll do it. Because if you're not beaten down enough, well, there's a liquor store on the corner.
Sweet.
She took everybody's last words.
Unless you live in, like, Oregon or a place with state-run liquor stores. Yeah. Mark, what's your final words on this subject?
Surrender or don't surrender, but if you don't surrender, you're not going to stay.
Yeah, you know, my feelings would be, like, right along that same lines. I tried to fight it for years, and that's what I was doing. I was fighting a losing battle, and it wasn't until I could get out of the mentality of you have to do better to win, and you can't give up, that I was able to succeed. Shelley!
Yes?
Who's our friends in Florida?
That would be intherooms.com.
Oh, yeah.
Our online recovery community where you can go and you put up your profile, meet people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can listen to speaker tapes. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show on the embedded player, and it's all free.
Sweet. Mark.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
The city of bromance?
The city of brotherly love.
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat from the Rainbow Coalition? No, I'm kidding, Bruce.
Ooh, he listens.
You can send your mail to Bruce.
He's married.
Yeah, so
I have nothing against our gay friends.
That'd be the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go to online and find their site, and you can go up and read their publication, all kinds of great stories and articles to read. It's really a fun read, and you can get it online. You can get it emailed to you, or if you're not in a hurry to read it, you can have the Postal Service send it to you. But anyway, contact Bruce if you're interested in a franchise so you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Bruce, do you need a shovel?
I'm going to get Shelley right on that, making a franchise.
Dig that trench a little deeper.
For what?
Nothing. Never mind. You missed it.
What, about gay folks?
Oh, my God.
When you dig a hole deep enough, it's a good idea to stop digging.
Yeah, really.
I don't know why that's digging a hole. I don't have any problem with gay folks. My brother was gay. I don't have any problem with gay folks at all. I just make the joke about the city of brotherly love. It's not like I said he was from Greece or something.
It's not like they frolic there or anything.
Yeah.
They didn't frolic there. That was in New York.
We know. That's what I said. It's not like they frolic there.
However, if you'd like to email me on that, if you'd like to email me and tell me about my gigantic hole I've dug, you can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join our crack sales staff, you can, or if you'd like to advertise on this fine, fine, rainbow-friendly program, you should email recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylookingyoutube.com/recovery101rule62. Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Yeah, that's it.
Shelly, I'm going to take a wild guess at what the lead out music is, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Cheap Trick, Surrender?
That's what you said earlier.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.